This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on several officials in Belarus. The sanctions coming over the forced diversion of a Ryanair flight to Minsk last month. They also targeted a number of officials and organizations over last year's contested presidential elections and the security crackdown that followed. The EU has ramped up sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko won a sixth term last August in elections it says were fraudulent. On Monday, it imposed asset freezes and travel bans on 78 Belarus officials and 8 organizations. EU foreign ministers also worked on a raft of sanctions aimed at Belarus's economy. The bloc's leaders could endorse those on Thursday. Every adult in India is now eligible for a free vaccine paid for by the federal government. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A change role for the federal government kicks in this week, ending a complex system of buying and distributing vaccines that overburdened each state and created inequalities in who got the shots. Earlier states and the private sector had to procure jabs themselves and provide them to younger adults. Now the federal government is providing 75% of all vaccines directly for manufacturers and giving them to the states for free. The remaining 25% will be purchased by the private sector. The switch comes as coronavirus cases across the vast nation continue to drop. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily says its board of directors has asked authorities to unfreeze some assets so that it can pay salaries. It says its board will meet again on Friday to decide if the newspaper will cease up.